This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Abigail Schreier has written an essay in defense of political escalation. You may remember that she is the author of the book Irreversible Damage that documents the sudden rise in young people, especially teenage girls, wanting to transition. So even if you don't accept her conclusion, her essay is worth reading because she documents so many cases of censorship that are rarely even covered by the media. Ryan Anderson and his co-author lost their ability to offer pre-order of their pro-life audiobook when the book's distributor dropped them for ideological reasons. In previous commentaries, you might remember I talked about how his book, When Harry Became Sally on the Transgender Movement, was erased by Amazon. And even third-party sales of the book were banned from Amazon and all the sites they control. This is significant because half of all U.S. book sales flow through those channels. She discussed the decision by Target 2 years ago to delete her book. At the time, there was a public outcry, and they reversed the ban. But they once again deleted the book when no one was watching. And she concludes that we have become so used to censorship that we're sort of like the characters in Fahrenheit 451 that simply accept censorship as part of daily life. So why aren't people on the left speaking out? Well, she says that most liberals will be content to allow institutions to punish conservatives if they remain unscathed. And they can see what happens when brave souls like J.K. Rowling or Elon Musk or Joe Rogan speak out. She concludes that those waiting on the mythical pendulum to swing back should stop holding their breath. She makes a good case for political escalation that we need to thoughtfully consider. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.